2022学年第二学期高三年级学业质量调研英语试卷听力部分现在开始。Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Fried eggs with bacon and a cheeseburger for me. How about you?
Everything on the menu looks good. It's hard to decide.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? 2. Honey.John is going to throw a party at his place this Saturday. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, really? Have a good time and remember not to come back home too late.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? 3.
Come on, Danny. The show will begin at 5:30. We've only got 20 minutes.
What? I thought we got an hour.Let's hurry.
Question. What is the time now?
4. I promised to take Jim to the match. He has been waiting for this moment for a long time.
I know, especially when it's probably the last chance for Messi to win the World Cup.
Question. What is the man probably going to do?5. Tommy was promoted to sales manager last month.
Well, he truly deserves that. I've never seen him leave the office before the lights were turned off in the office building.
Question. What does the woman think of Tommy? 6.
My eyes hurt a lot lately. I'm wondering whether there is something wrong with my glasses.
Your glasses?Why not check how much time you spend on your cell phone every day?
Question. What does the man imply?
7.
The interview yesterday was totally a disaster for me. At long last, it's over.
Well, as far as I know, anyone who can make it to the interview is already a success.
Question. What does the man mean?
8. This book is too thick for me. Besides, I've got other work to do.
It's never going to work if you expect the difficulties before you get started.
Question. What does the woman think the man should do? 9.
The Eiffel Tower is the first place I want to visit on day one.
Cool. What about the Louvre?I just can't wait to see those marvelous artworks.
Question. What are the two speakers probably talking about?
10. Ross asked if he could borrow my car for a day. I didn't want to, but I said yes.
You mean the Ross who hit a dog last time he drove? And he hit it several times.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the short passages and the longer conversation. The short passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Have you ever seen someone and just got that feeling that they aren't friendly? Or have you ever met someone that was warm and inviting? See, you judge a person like the cover of a book, no matter what your teachers told you. We need to know who is trustworthy, who is a leader, and who you should stay away from. Today we're going to go over three tips that may help to better your first impression in any environment. Number one, practice confident body language. There have been many studies conducted that show that your body language not only influences your physiology, but also the nature of the people around you. If you have your arms crossed, your feet tapping nervously, you'll be seen as timid and closed off. Instead of hoping that someone will help you break out of it, you have to do it yourself. Practice at home by sitting up straight, opening your arms up, and widening your legs. You will appear and actually feel more confident if you make this a habit. Tip number two, be on time. This applies to many business situations. If this is an important meeting, set aside time to get ready to get there early and some buffer time just in case of something like extra traffic or missing a flight. Being on time shows that you take them seriously. Tip number three, remove the words and ah. If you have the best content in the word, but every sentence has or ah or like, you will not be heard. Practicing your speech at home is a great way to improve your tonality, to remove your filler words and become a more confident speaker. I find that the more and more people you speak to in public, the better you get at avoiding this. Now, try to make them habits one at a time. If you can't, focus on one specific topic and work on it.
Now listen again, please. Have you ever seen someone and just got that feeling that they aren't friendly? Or have you ever met someone that was warm and inviting? See, you judge a person like the cover of a book, no matter what your teachers told you. We need to know who is trustworthy, who is a leader, and who you should stay away from. Today we're going to go over three tips that may help to better your first impression in any environment. Number one, practice confident body language. There have been many studies conducted that show that your body language not only influences your physiology, but also the nature of the people around you. If you have your arms crossed, your feet tapping nervously, you'll be seen as timid and closed off. Instead of hoping that someone will help you break out of it, you have to do it yourself. Practice at home by sitting up straight, opening your arms up, and widening your legs. You will appear and actually feel more confident if you make this a habit. Tip number two, be on time. This applies to many business situations. If this is an important meeting, set aside time to get ready to get there early and some buffer time just in case of something like extra traffic or missing a flight. Being on time shows that you take them seriously. Tip number three, remove the words and ah. If you have the best content in the world, but every sentence has or ah or like, you will not be heard. Practicing your speech at home is a great way to improve your tonality, to remove your filler words, and become a more confident speaker. I find that the more and more people you speak to in public, the better you get at avoiding this. Now, try to make them habits one at a time. If you can't, focus on one specific topic and work on it. Questions. 11. What kind of people might benefit most from this passage? 12. Why is being on time important for business situations? 13. How can you avoid using filler words such as and ah? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
We've all been there, staring at a pile of books, desperately hoping that what we study will stick in our mind. Many of us have probably asked if there's any way that we can get better at remembering things. So, why don't we look at what memory experts say about this? Every student who has made flashcards knows that it can be helpful to go back over what they've studied before. According to the learning scientists, a group of cognitive scientists, we can learn things better if we wait for some time before trying to study them again. They say that trying to fetch something from your memory after you have had some time to forget it will make it easier to remember in future. Another study tip from the learning scientists is to change between different topics as you study. They say this can help you build links between different ideas. Now, linking ideas and relating them to each other or to images are often suggested as good ways to memorize something. There are also more generous things that we can do to improve our memory. Hancock, former word memory champion, says that being generally organized makes things easier for your brain, while many other experts also recommend avoiding stress, alcohol, and smoking, and that we should get a lot of rest and exercise. So, the good news to take from this is that while it may be hard, improving our memory is something we can control.
Now listen again, please. We've all been there, staring at a pile of books, desperately hoping that what we study will stick in our mind. Many of us have probably asked if there is any way that we can get better at remembering things. So why don't we look at what memory experts say about this? Every student who has made flashcards knows that it can be helpful to go back over what they have studied before. According to the learning scientists, a group of cognitive scientists, we can learn things better if we wait for some time before trying to study them again. They say that trying to fetch something from your memory after you have had some time to forget it will make it easier to remember in future. Another study tip from the learning scientists is to change between different topics as you study. They say this can help you build links between different ideas. Now, linking ideas and relating them to each other or to images are often suggested as good ways to memorize something. There are also more general things that we can do to improve our memory. Hancock, former world memory champion, says that being generally organized makes things easier for your brain, while many other experts also recommend avoiding stress, alcohol, and smoking, and that we should get a lot of rest and exercise. So the good news to take from this is that while it may be hard, improving our memory is something we can control. Questions 14. How does the use of flashcards help to better memory? 15. Why is changing between different topics helpful in memorizing things? 16. What can be concluded from the passage? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Hi, Jennifer. I'm really struggling with this semester's workload. Do you have any advice?
Have you considered making a study guide? It's a tool you can use to take the stress out of studying. I've been using one since the last semester, and it has really helped relieve a lot of stress.
Sounds just like what I need. My main problem is that my study folder is full of notes and worksheets and is totally disorganized. I don't know where to start.
Okay, well, the main thing is to have everything in the right place. Whatever you are reviewing, it's important that it's arranged for your particular needs of that subject and in the most user-friendly way you can. What kind of learner are you?
I'm not sure.
Well, visual learners prefer using images, pictures, colors, and maps to organize information. Logical learners would rather use logic, reasoning, and systems. I am an emotional learner, which means I need to connect to information emotionally to understand it.
Well, I'm very much dependent on vision as a way of taking in information.
Then I suggest reorganizing your notes using color-coded sections in your study guides or using idea mapping to lay out the information.
So you think I should arrange my notes using color and pictures in place of texts?
Yes, you will probably start to grasp information a lot quicker that way.
That's amazing. I didn't know there were so many different ways to learn. Now listen again, please. Hi, Jennifer. I'm really struggling with this semester's workload. Do you have any advice?
Have you considered making a study guide? It's a tool you can use to take the stress out of studying. I've been using one since the last semester, and it has really helped relieve a lot of stress.
Sounds just like what I need. My main problem is that my study folder is full of notes and worksheets and is totally disorganized. I don't know where to start.
Okay, well, the main thing is to have everything in the right place. Whatever you are reviewing, it's important that it's arranged for your particular needs of that subject and in the most user-friendly way you can. What kind of learner are you?
I'm not sure.
Well, visual learners prefer using images, pictures, colors, and maps to organize information. Logical learners would rather use logic, reasoning, and systems. I'm an emotional learner, which means I need to connect to information emotionally to understand it.
Well, I'm very much dependent on vision as a way of taking in information.
Then I suggest reorganizing your notes using color-coded sections in your study guides, or using idea mapping to lay out the information.
So you think I should arrange my notes using color and pictures in place of texts?
Yes, you will probably start to grasp information a lot quicker that way.
That's amazing. I didn't know there were so many different ways to learn. Questions. 17. What is the man's main problem in study? 18. According to the woman, what is the most important thing to solve the man's problem? 19. Which one of the following is probably true about logical learners? 20. What will the man probably do after the conversation? That's the end of listening comprehension. 听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。